This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. How to shut down your servers in case of power failure, UPS, Nut & Co., by Open School Solutions. At our school, there are always power outages. Sometimes they last only a few seconds, sometimes several hours. To ensure that our IT infrastructure does not suffer from this, we have installed a UPS for our servers and network devices. These help to bridge short power outages, up to 1 hour, or fluctuations in current. For any lengthy outages, we automatically shut down our servers when the UPS reaches critical battery level. For this we use NUT, Network UPS Tools. Our setup consists of the following components: Raspberry Pi as UPS server or master. Liebert GXT4 UPS. Server as clients or slaves. Set up UPS in NUT on the Raspberry Pi. For the Raspberry Pi we use the standard Raspbian Stretch Lite image. Note that SSH has not been enabled by default since 2016. The different ways to reactivate SSH are documented here. After reactivating SSH, you can now log on to the Raspberry Pi. The IP of the Raspberry Pi can be found out from a computer in the same network with Avahi Browse AR, or you can connect a monitor and keyboard. We will need the IP later, so it makes sense to give the Raspberry Pi a static IP. Next, we install the NUT server with if the UPS is connected via USB. As in our case, you can check with LSUSB if it was detected. This is what the output on the Raspberry Pi looks like. In the first line you can see that our Liebert UPS has been recognized. Now we have to configure our UPS in the file /etc/nut/ups.con. For our UPS, the entry looks like this. On the Network UPS Tools website, you will find a list of all supported UPS and which driver works best. Next, we want to test whether the settings are correct. The UPS daemon can communicate with the UPS. For this purpose, we start UPSD with a successful output should look something like this. NUT contains a small program to test the communication with UPS. It is called UPSC and outputs all readable UPS parameters. Now our UPS is successfully installed. Next, we set up the NUT server, the UPS monitor upsman, and two more users for the master and the slaves. Configuring the NUT server in /etc/nut/nut/nut.con, we specify that the Raspberry Pi is our master. The UPS daemon, UPSD, is running on the NUT server. It is responsible for the physical connection to UPS. The individual clients, slaves, use the upsman to access the status of the UPS. In this way, multiple clients can always know the status of the UPS and, if necessary, initiate shutdown when UPS delivers the status on low battery. In order for our NUT server to be accessible from the net, the following lines have to be added to /etc/nut/ups.con. Adjust IP please. Next, we define the users that a client can use to log on to the master in the file /etc/nut/ups.user. In order for upsman to monitor the UPS, we now need to add a final entry in /etc/nut/upsman.con. In order to know if all services are running correctly, you can check the status of the server and the local clients on the Raspberry Pi, because it should be shut down when there is no more power, with the following commands. Now our master is set up and the clients or slaves can be configured. Set up clients, slaves, e.g. server, other computers. First, the necessary packages must be installed on a client. This time we only have to edit two files. In /etc/nut/nut/nut.con we set the mode. Then we need to tell upsman which UPS to monitor, in /etc/nut/upsman.con. The IP and password have to be adjusted. Please also note the slave at the end. Finally, restart the corresponding service and check that everything is running. Congratulations. Now everything should be set up, but how can you test that it really works? Testing shutdown. The following command triggers the shutdown signal, as it would be in the event of a power failure. Conclusion: NUT is another great open source project that allows very flexible customizations. This PDF contains many more complex application scenarios. While I'm writing this article, we're out of power again and all our servers have been shut down. Smiley face. This post was first published on openschoolsolutions.org. Follow at OpenSchoolZ on Twitter. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit hackerNoon.com to read, write, learn, and publish.